This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello.
There's five cups on the table. Coffee, seltzer, thermos, anonymous.
Unknown.
Coffee, glass of water.
Right.
And Natalie and my coffee, they're both in paper cups.
Right.
But they have different designs. Exteriors.
Mine is more Greek inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yours has that classic like American
it's more from
Greek
like,
diner.
I want to say Thanos. What's that?
Thanos is from Marvel.
Okay.
But yours is from, I actually like love yours, and mine is the one where it says like, it, I want to say it's like.
It's like Italian newsy kind of vibe.
Yes.
Like it's like newspaper, paper mache.
I
want to
say that it's like camo. Camouflage?
It's not camo exactly,
but
it's,
you're
it's brown.
The coloring.
And,
it
cream.
Has all these words on it. It says cortado, cafe Coretto, espresso, coffee, latte. I love that design style where they're just like, so we're just going to do like word cloud
yes,
kind of.
Words.
Right. And what did you get in your coffee?
Oh.
I'm trying to ground.
One, two, three, coffee with milk.
Me too.
I know. That's why I was trying to count in.
I'm like, every time I talk, I'm like, one, two, three, how are you guys?
Yes. Right.
Should we bring in our guest?
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah.
Oh. Can I see what it says?
To serve you is our pleasure.
It's
and then
so
there
Greek.
Actually is, this is on my cup, a picture of the Colosseum.
No.
Okay.
The, what's it called?
Let's bring in our guest because I feel like she knows.
But you know what? They've already heard our guest today on the podcast. That's a big hint as to who our guest is.
How could you say that?
Because of the theme song. Oh, right. By the way, like we didn't even mention that.
No, I know. We never talk about that.
And
okay.
That's a thing like.
Right.
We were just talking about the idea of like the, never mind.
Yeah.
But, but one thing that people say a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I would say in one out of every two reviews, they're mm-hmm. like, the theme song is amazing.
Yes.
Including,
I don't skip. That's what they say.
They say like, I do not skip the theme song, including in negative reviews. They're like, we don't like it. Da 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 da. The theme song is really good. Like there's like multiple negative reviews of the podcast that are like, we don't like it. Like they're annoying. They have the best theme song around. Like, just straight up.
Okay, so our guest today is author mm-hmm. and performer mm-hmm. of the theme song,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
That's how you say it.
Singstress
and comedian extraordinaire, mm-hmm. Francesca Duva.
Woo! All right.
And dear friend.
And dear yes. friend to us.
Yeah.
You know, I finished the theme song in Atlanta at my cousin's wedding. Not at the wedding, but like... Leading up to the rehearsal dinner,
wow.
People kept coming in the hotel, and I was in the area with the tables and chairs, like, working.
With mm-hmm. your big headphones?
Yes, like, being like, hi.
Wow.
Keep, like,
so do you think it had
a little stressful.
A love infusion mm-hmm. from the wedding?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Life is pretty boring when every day is the same.
No, it's
right.
so good, and also, it's so,
amazing.
Like, our podcast, like... is and has always been missing a strong premise
mm-hmm.
or like
yeah
kind of thing
like something
yeah.
to cohesive
yeah, yeah. and you kind of distilled
right
like you gave us
and
like,
we didn't give
vibe.
You we weren't like this is what we want
no,
you to talk
no,
we were just
no,
like
no.
can you make us a song and it has to be
well,
true and it has to be real
when
I
on
think
a rocket
of
ship and see the wait, earth from space sorry
when I think of the theme song I don't think about the song at the beginning I think about my first idea
what
which
do you
goes
think?
Like it goes like this exploration live
oh I remember that yeah
totally different.
We're gonna have such a good time I still that to me is the number
wow.
one
I wonder if other songwriters have that thing where they're like, they get like an early version of a song like becomes embedded in them, and they're like, you guys don't even know about.
Well, probably especially people doing that, like writing for money, where it's not really up to them.
Right, like the singer is like they get attached to like it, the second version.
Right.
Or like, do you feel like that with us, like how you were like the true version? Like, never mind, actually.
No, I like this version.
I don't think you made that version in...
I didn't, no. I made another one.
Yeah.
I made another one.
I love what we have.
I know.
Like, that's the thing.
It's cool when I listen to it. I'm like, this is really good. And can I say one more thing about how people respond to it? I get a lot of comments from people saying, can it be on Spotify?
That's nice.
I just want to be real.
Can it?
It's nice. I'm not so confident in that area.
You should be.
And I kept having this thought, like, I don't know really how to mix or master music that I make. And it's just going to have to be what it is.
And what is mixing and mastering? No, like, exactly. Really? Like, would it's I know it if I heard a song that wasn't mixed and mastered very nicely?
I think you would know.
Okay.
Because it's like it's basically like controlling the volumes of different parts of the music and adding like effects that make it sound a lot, honestly, just like easier to listen to. Like nothing is too loud or like too piercing or
like
something.
Like the volume of all the instrumentation and the vocals.
Like it blends nicely, you know?
And it's not like everything should be the same level. Like it's like the drums should be louder than the horns, for example.
Right.
Oh, that's
than the horns.
Is a rule of thumb.
Yes. Yeah. You're usually going to want the drums louder than the horns.
And the clarinet should top the vocals.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Well, you shouldn't have them ever in the same song. A clarinet and a singer should never
Didn't. They're the didn't same girl. Until the 90s.
Right. They blew down that wall.
Well, it's like, because the singer traditionally was the clarinetist.
Right.
Right. So it's like, it was almost like a logistical thing.
Right.
As you said.
Right.
It's like,
as you said.
In movies, how it's like you make a movie and then it's you see people be like, oh yeah, and like this was our colorist, like we got this person to do like the coloring for the movie.
Yeah, it's kind
that
of similar.
Makes me feel like I can never make a movie because I'm like, I need to pay a colorist. It's and then you actually do see things where it's like, this is how the movie looks before the colored, and this is how it looks after. It's just like matching the mixing the
because
colors.
Because it's like turns it from raw to like
vibrant, gorgeous,
and cohesive, like and the sound mixing too in movies.
And that doesn't feel like a thing you can learn yourself.
But it is.
It is, but it takes a lot of practice.
I don't feel like I can learn it myself.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of practice
to do that.
To just get good at it, because it's not like you can like look at the rules and then kind of do it. It's like you have to practice,
it's like a kind of feeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know that my dream is to get in the studio with you.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
And we will.
Wait, we should like make a song all together.
Right.
Well, I wanted you guys to sing the song.
Oh,
I thought that would have been
but
good.
That's not, that wasn't
and
right.
And we knew that that wasn't.
And you know what? You sound so good on it.
Right. Oh, I'm nice. Glad
you
we're
really
not. Oh boy,
do.
Am I glad we're not on
because
it.
Because one of the things that you're so good at, not to blow up your spot, is like, I feel like you can enter any genre and like pinpoint it exactly like with your vocal style. You know what I mean? Like when you sing pop,
maybe.
Like you take on this vibe that's like pop and you do it on the theme song.
Oh, that's nice.
Come and explorer. Like it's like that.
You look so cute.
You do.
Oh,
Natalie.
Really?
Yeah. I love
well,
you.
Well, you know what happened? I want to shout out one of our listeners and friends, Nat. Who we met.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
I met.
Yeah.
You knew them already?
No, I met them.
In San Francisco. And they were wearing a little...
Oh, I remember. And everybody tried...
Scarf on their head.
It was actually a cool moment. Everybody tried it on.
Mm-hmm.
The headscarf.
Right.
Bandana. And pretty unanimously, everybody was like, you look good. And then I put it on. Everybody was like, just to be real, like, it's
doesn't
not working.
Work for you.
Like,
right.
It's not good. It doesn't hit.
And
like,
did that feel good, actually, just to have the honesty?
Well, yeah, because it makes me know... And I actually kind of knew that about that group too. That it's like I can trust.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I didn't need to be like, oh, I look
you
good in the bandana.
You were going to a gala, like
no, exactly.
They're gonna be brutally
I like
honest.
Show up in the bandana. I'm like, I don't have anything else. I don't have any other options. Shoot. I'm like, I need.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the other night where we were trying on that wig.
Yes,
and
yeah.
kind of everyone, I could see people looking at me in the wig and then kind of like turning away.
Looking away.
Like not acknowledging
just
it.
Coldness.
Just kind of noticing it and then moving on. And I was like, this is not right.
That's not how it's supposed to feel.
Something is happening here. Like, it's, I gotta look in the mirror.
Right, everybody was trying it on. It's like, haha. And then Daniel tried it on. And everybody was like, he looked amazing. My God. Yeah. Stunning beauty.
Right.
It was evocative. It was true. Like,
right.
We knew her.
That's the scary thing about hair is, like, are you one hairstyle away from, like, turning heads?
Wait.
You have a thing on that, don't you?
Really?
Yeah, don't you? Oh. No, never mind.
Oh, you know who does? Actually, Amy Schumer.
Shoot. That's what I was getting mixed up on.
Oh.
You and her.
She has a really funny bit about that.
What is it?
It's like,
we don't like her.
Don't talk nice about her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Right. I forgot that she's crazy.
Yeah, she's... Wait, this is like the thing I feel every time I get my hair cut, where I'm like...
because she's like crazy pro-Israel.
Yes. And sorry. Let's
be that's clear. What I'm saying.
Yeah. But I just want to say, like, it's not like...
We're not like, oh yeah, she's crazy.
Because of her, like, comedy or whatever.
And we should say again but it's like, she's like
horribly...
But women aren't funny also, but...
Right. Period. And then on top of that, she's genocide totally... supporter, yeah.
But you guys are like, you might not be funny, but you're like cool.
Who guys?
You two.
Kidding. Women.
Oh, women.
It is funny to be the idea, like, women aren't funny. It's like,
I know, that's funny to say. I know. Actually. I'm kind of like, you wish.
Right. It's like, if only, because I'm not really, can't really find my, like, opinion on this.
Right.
Like, what's the funny position on that? I'm is like, well, that's wrong.
I think it was boring to start talking about music.
No.
Wait.
Oh, we're not bored.
Oh.
You're in big trouble.
You know what
You're actually...
Okay, I actually have a topic that I do want to bring. Okay, I just thought of one. Go ahead.
Okay, here's what I wanted to say about haircut.
Go ahead.
Which is like, you're like, this could change everything, but it probably won't. Or like, I've never feel like I found a haircut that I'm like, oh, it's so perfect. So you go there and there's this, you're like, if I say the right combination of words to you, if I'm like short on the sides, but not too short, and I want kind of like this vibe, and you like say the right perfect magic password, like you'll come out like... Yeah. Actualized,
yeah,
but that's probably not really true, but that's what it feels like. And it feels like every time I go, I'm like, I'm gonna be disappointed because it's like gonna fall short of right. that.
That's why, like, cutting hair is kind of like what we were talking about earlier. It's like, you can't just do the steps and it looks good. It's like, you want someone who has a vision.
Right. You need vision.
Like, to try to translate like words to a haircut is like,
no, we don't just like know the language of like hair, so you're like, I want it to look like, that's why you have to bring in pictures too,
right,
because it's like, you're like not like heavy,
and but pictures are so hard because you don't look like the person.
It's so true.
Well, what you
I brought in pictures and they're like, we can't do this with your hair. Like, these people, like,
you don't look like that.
Right.
Well, I'm always wanting, and this might just be a thing of like, I'm not willing to pay enough to make this happen, but I'm wanting someone who can like look at my face, look at my hair, spend time with it, and be like, and like also know like who I hang out with and like what's in my head of like what I want to look like, and have them like take all of that and be like,
you want like a psych eval. You.
Yes. I'm like needing to do it at the hospital. I'm needing to go to a clinic actually. Where they're like, we're going to do some forms, so like, let's talk about your parents.
Or like a personality test.
Yes, exactly.
Like that's, Enneagram.
What's my type?
Right.
Like,
right.
Tell me, you know? Yeah,
totally.
And I need them to shadow me maybe for a few days to see like what my life is like.
Right.
See, watch what I eat. Watch how I spend time. Like,
we all want someone to care about us like that.
Exactly.
We do.
Like someone to just watch us.
I know. And that's like, why I think that... I want to call her Unique Holmes, but I think her name is Elizabeth Holmes.
Unique Holmes. Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes.
The idea that her first name is Unique.
Unique.
Elizabeth Unique.
Wait, Holmes. Is she? You mean Miss Blood?
Miss Blood.
Lady Blood.
The way I think that Lady Blood got so far into her bloodness, aside from like white and like Stanford rich, whatever. Which is obviously a lot of the story, but like she was saying, like, I can test your blood and tell you everything about you. And everyone's like, please.
Right.
Like, I just want to know about myself. Like, who am I? What do I like?
Right.
Like, do I want a cookie or do I want a shower? Like, what am I? Right. And she was saying, like, tell you.
There's like, I feel like this is a way like that they get people to give away a lot of data, because it's like, well, I want data on myself. Like, I want to know stuff about myself.
Wait, really? But to who?
Yeah, like, well, like the 23andMe.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yes.
But then it's like that like is actually a time you do get it. But like often I think we accept like Instagram, you know, our phones knowing everything because we're like, I want to have that about myself, and so I'm willing to give it because maybe I'll get some of it back. And they do give you some of it back, but not as much as they have. Right? Like your phone does sometimes tell you, like, this is how much you walk
screen
today.
Screen time. Yeah, that kind of
you
stuff.
You know, like,
totally,
you do get,
right,
like, these little, like, mm-hmm, like, flat versions of it. But I kind of think it's that same promise of, like, ooh, but if we'll I give it you all away, like, I someone know will know and I'll be known.
The ones that are like, did I rustle around in my sleep?
Right.
It's like we all want, like, a little nanny or, like, mommy who's right going to watch us sleep.
Right.
We'll tell sleep you, just leave us next to your head while you sleep.
Right, right, exactly.
Oh, you were rolling around at three. Well,
you know,
like,
what?
Okay, great. Now I know that. Like, who right cares?
It kind of reminds me of, I've been having this thought, like, I don't understand anything that much, like, around, like, capitalism, I guess. Oh, okay. But it's kind of like, I look around, it's like someone invented elevators so that people could, like, go up the build. Like, there are things through in the, like, that we have that are, like, that are for us,
mm-hmm,
ostensibly. Mm-hmm. But it's like, but nobody made that for us, I don't think. Like, they made that to make money.
Right.
But it's like the world we live in, we think is like out of goodwill or something,
right?
But
like an invention, it's like to help mankind, but it's like,
I just
not
think it all
really
gets mixed up once because of,
yeah,
like
money right,
yeah,
like, hmm, like they had to sell that to someone, and now it's like you go in an elevator, like, to get to your job.
Like, well, you're like, oh, thank God I don't have to, like, take the stairs to my, like, 24th floor job. But the truth is that, like, you wouldn't have a 24th floor job if they didn't have an elevator, and the elevator facilitated, like,
right,
great concentrations of people vertically.
Right.
Right.
Like,
which isn't always bad.
No, I mean,
but I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's like Shark, right, Tank. Like, you watch Shark Tank, and, like, when I watched it, like, earlier this summer, I was away and, like, in a hotel room and, like, cable, and was just, like, in a Shark Tank, like, feast, and it was kind of incredible, but I kept, like, crying and getting really sad because it was like, it's kind of intense, like, these people, like, are, like, pinning often, like, a lot of their, like, hopes and money and effort onto, like, this one invention, yeah, hoping that it's gonna, like, have a return for them financially,
like, mm-hmm, Scrub Daddy.
Yeah,
you know what, I bought a Scrub Daddy today before, I just had to say it, but keep going.
What's the thing about it? Like, it dries really a lot?
Literally, it's like it that when it's cold, it stays, when you use cold water, it stays hard. Like, it's a special polymer.
Oh.
And then when it gets warm, it, like, gets softer. Oh. Which, by the way, I've, like, never noticed that.
And you
it's,
can
to
use
me,
the mouse to do the forks.
Right,
oh,
right.
My girlfriend told me that.
Bro, like, I'm
you
not.
You actually have to, like, fuck it in the mouth. You have to, like, skull fuck it, and
wait,
then it cleans your forks.
Can you ask me again, like, what the thing with it is?
What's the thing with it?
It is a smiley face, so that's cute.
Great.
Oh, I thought you would, like, laugh at that. Because I thought that's, like, funny.
No, it's true.
Right. I mean, it's
but
worth
to me,
a shot. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving it a shot.
Because to me, like, can I say why I thought that was funny?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Because it's, like, that's not the thing, but, like, that is kind of why I like it.
It, yeah, I mean, for
well,
all
you know
intents
what? I'll get
and purposes,
next time.
It is the thing.
Totally.
I'm not exactly buying a Scrub Daddy knowing what the
about
polymer
the polymer
is.
Right, exactly.
I'm knowing that it's from Shark Tank.
Right.
But anyways, like, the sad thing about, like, an inventor should just, like, be, like, so excited to invent, but it's, like, they're, like, it's, like, always this intense story of, like, I put all my savings into this
right
product, and then the sharks are like, I don't really see a market for that.
It's like the tragedy of the restaurateur. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's, I actually
oh,
get
it's
so sad.
Why
like
is
when
it
a,
so hard financially
oh, yeah,
to, like, want to feed people?
Right. Well, right, like, when a new restaurant opens, I'm just, and especially one that I can tell is, like, this is in the wrong place. Like, it's too big. I don't think it looks good. It's like, I so know you're like, I want to have a product and I make good food. And, like, maybe you're not amazing at all the parts of it where you're like, this is where I could do it. This is when it was, this is where the space was available. This is what I could kind of make the space look like with the resources I had. But then I'm like, I know this restaurant is going to flop because it's like a 4,000 foot frozen yogurt place in 2024
right,
and you're opening it in November.
Right.
Right. Like, and I'm like, fuck.
Maybe.
Or maybe it'll thrive.
Thrive.
Right.
But
that sounds
yeah
pretty good to me. I always want frozen yogurt.
And you want it
me
in
too
a big, you want
plain
the,
flavor.
The closest froyo place to
coffee
me
right
is like 25 minute walk.
Right.
Right.
I could
so,
do.
Wait, but what's that place that's so good?
Pinkberry.
That's like an cultured ancient.
Pinkberry.
Is that what it's called?
It's Pinkberry is so good.
Pinkberry is delicious.
My mom loves Pinkberry.
She's right, right about
mine
that.
Mine too.
My mom loves it.
I think it just got our moms at the right time.
Right.
I saw Pinkberry for the first time on The Hills.
Oh.
on MTV.
Yes, of course.
Because it was in LA first.
Right.
And then when it came here, I was like,
like, what is this, LA?
Right.
I have to write something down on my phone. No, no, no. I have to write something down.
Okay.
Because I'll forget it and it's important.
Do you want to, wait, I'm like okay, hosting with you now. You want to do your idea?
Do you want to talk or something?
I'm back. Hey, basically, what did I miss?
I think that we went too hard too fast with frozen yogurt, like as if it was supposed to be instead of ice cream or something. And now there's like a backlash culture of like ice cream, not frozen yogurt. And it's like they are different girls for beautiful different times. It was never supposed to be only one or the other, you know?
And froyo is like, it's like kind of the self-serve aspect of it is like such a big part.
Right.
But they've kind of taken that away after COVID.
The person does it.
Yeah.
Right?
Like I do think it lost part of its identity in the pandemic.
Did you guys fuck around with Cold Stone as kids?
Oh yeah. My sister worked there.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
So did you get?
Yeah.
Like, so you come from a musical family.
Yes.
Oh, because they have to sing happy birthday.
She did have to sing.
Yeah. Right. Did she not like that?
No, but she had a crush on her coworkers.
Perfect.
That actually is like, I'm like, that is the most exciting thing that can happen. And it, like, I'm so happy for her when that she had that in her life.
When she worked at Cold Stone, it was like peak my obsession with her. Like, wait, trying to live through her. Like,
how old was she and how old were you?
She was probably like 17 and I was 11.
Oh, man. That is,
and she has a crush on her coworker. You're like, you are in heaven, and I want it.
And she's a job, like she goes somewhere by herself and like without your mom and makes money,
right? And like, we can go visit her at work,
right? 11 and 17 is like actually like a lethal combination.
It's like that's totally deadly. Or like it's totally deadly.
You had no choice but to stand. Like you had a 17-year-old sister. Like holy shit, and she could drive, right?
Oh yeah,
holy
like
crap.
My God,
and she was driving me. It's not sexual.
Let's say that.
It's not sexual.
Yeah, let's get ahead of it.
Of course it's not.
It's not sexual.
When I said she was driving me, I felt like I had to say the thing about sexual.
I hear you. And here's what I'll say. It's not sexual.
It wasn't sexual between us. I'll say that.
Right.
But maybe...
Really, like
it's like
you're like, and nobody like, why is everybody asking me if it was sexual? It's not. It was my sister. Well, stop asking me.
When my older sister had a boyfriend for the first time, like the whole family had a boyfriend. Like we literally were like kissing and hugging and dancing and like cheering, like yes, yes. And like when she would go on a date, we'd be like goodbye. And she'd come home, we'd be like, what happened? And he would come over, and we would all just be there, just like looking at him. Like, not really my parents. Me and my younger sister. Like it was just like the whole family eats when the oldest sister
dates. You think that he was cute?
Yeah, I was just over the moon about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was amazing. I'd never been so close to a boyfriend and girlfriend,
right?
And it was, the whole thing was for me, I felt,
right?
So in that way, sexuality is present when of your course. Sister has
well,
a crush.
It's like right, your 17 year old sister is like kind of finding herself,
right?
And a part of that is sexuality. And her coworker. You know, her worst story from a customer at Cold Stone.
Yeah.
I think I told you this.
Okay.
And she talks about it a lot still.
Mm-hmm.
Is there was like a line out the door. It was like so crowded. She was going as fast as she could. And she was ringing up this old guy who was buying ice cream for his family. And he like was like... she told him how much, and she was like, he was like, well, if I give you $11.50, how much would my change be?
Oh,
and like wouldn't give her the money until she could do the math in her head.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would actually get violent.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I wouldn't, but that's so, so frustrating. This thing of like, cause old guys or just like men
testing
in general just
girls.
Like feel like if they don't teach any random young woman they see values, math, history, and science, they will never know it.
Right.
Like there's no one else who would ever impart that wisdom to them except for me in this moment right now.
Right.
Yes.
And like people do like
you're getting annoyed. I see
I'm getting pissed.
Yeah.
so annoying.
Lean into it.
Well, it's just like honestly, like, I know people always said this, and like, I don't think I ever really knew it, but now I do realize that like, men are very weird. Like, right. They just are. Right. And like, old and like, adult men, mm-hmm. especially, like, there's something about young women that just like, gets under their skin. And they're just like, I just need to teach this girl a lesson.
Dude, mansplaining is real. Right. I know that it's like, oh, mansplaining, blah, blah, blah. When a man is talking to me for mm-hmm. more than like 30 seconds and it's not necessary, I get really upset. Totally. And people have witnessed me walk away. Like, like in a store or something, like, I can't. Or like a parent's friend. Like, I cannot mm-hmm. take it.
Right. Because it's cumulative.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've already reached your limit. Right. And with now the last one. It's on top of everything.
What do you think as a man?
Yeah.
Well, let me explain. I'm noticing the similarity to like the frozen yogurt thing of with like talking about mansplaining, where it's like, it was so like, there was so much discourse around it. That like, then there's a backlash, but that's like, wait, we don't need to get rid of this whole thing. It's like, frozen yogurt is good, and also talking about mansplaining and feminism is like still good, right?
Right, like, right. Like, it was all about mansplaining, and then we kind of like took the
and people are like, haha, girl boss, and it's like, you know what? Like, women should have positions of power. Like, I do actually genuinely believe that, and like, there is like inequality.
Totally.
Like, there is like sexism. That's
and real. I will say that Fran and I have this very interesting job mm-hmm. where we like are in people's homes, and sometimes it's like a straight couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
So we are sometimes seeing like men and women.
Oh, we're seeing them
interact with each other.
Really close.
Yeah.
I'm almost never seeing that.
It's very interesting.
I actually really wonder what it's like.
I can tell you off air.
Thank you. It's private.
It's
actually my dad
like,
and stepmom.
Oh, right.
It's a lot of like whispering, I feel like. Like, they whisper to mm-hmm. each other. Or
totally.
Or like, they speak very softly without looking at each other.
Kind
a
of
lot
like
of the time.
Drop sentences.
I want to be around like older, established queer couples.
Yeah.
I actually feel like I haven't also spent that much time.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, like.
Can I think?
Yeah. Do you
I
know
haven't,
any?
No. Well, you nanny
I
for.
I nannied for.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
Did it feel different than nanny for a straight couple? Because I do think a lot of, like, or some of those things
it
must just
different.
Be like. Older couples.
It felt different in that both parents were involved.
Right.
With the child.
And is that not your guys' experience in...
No.
It's like the mom is involved and the dad is like... Right.
Wait,
goes mom, nanny, dad,
there
right?
was one... Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. But there was one family
that's
I worked
crazy.
For that was dad, nanny, me.
Dad, nanny, Franny.
No,
mom.
Dad. Yeah, nanny, mom.
Really?
Like, he was so into being a dad, mm-hmm. and he was the one that would contact me.
Oh, wow.
And I hope
it
they're not
nice.
Going to listen to this, but it was kind of like, this guy is not sexual. Like, he kind
of... Like, he forfeited
like
his sexuality
to
be a parent.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Is that okay to say? Like, he was too,
because I don't think that's
like,
inherent, because there is, like, a sexuality to being, like, an involved dad.
Yes, of course, but he was not... There was something a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what? My sister and my brother-in-law have a great dynamic.
Awesome.
Just want to say that to all the straight couples out there who are like,
well, when I saw
can
them,
I find goodness? It's like, yeah, they actually have a great thing.
I ran into them.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Speak on it. And they
shop.
Listen, by the way, to the show.
Right.
My sister's been listening while breastfeeding at night.
Aww.
She used to be up at
so
all
nice.
Hours of the night.
So sweet. Go to sleep.
It was like the sweetest run-in, like, because they were in this coffee shop, which is mm-hmm. like, it was one of those coffee shops, like, everybody, Coast Cafe, if you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody,
I live shout out to Coast Cafe.
Actually, it's a great coffee shop.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, working on their laptops. And it was, like, the two of them, they're two little kids, mm-hmm. and then, like, a friend. Like, a lot of people, they had a lot of, like, materials, because they have two babies to be working with. And they were so, like, calm in the midst of having to deal with all
the
this
chaos.
Stuff. They were both, like... Like, they were both, like, they both were wearing their kids.
Yeah.
Having, like, an extra, like, bag for them and then a bag for, like, each of the kids. The kids are, like, I want to go outside. Like, one of them is, like, kind of sleeping and awake. And, like, they're just, to me, they're, like, how are you? And I was kind of giving them space. And they were, like, oh, my God, bring it in. Like,
yeah.
That's really
they're
nice.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Like, it is chaos, but they don't project the,
yeah,
like, stress
really
about it.
I'm
sure they
so
get stressed
like
sometimes.
One with
but,
it. Like,
wow.
I'm sure they are, and that's fine. But it was, I felt so, like, at ease with them.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet. Well, can I say this about your niece?
It depends.
Well, she has
the... She's rude.
She has the thing with, like, as a lot of older siblings have, like, she has some jealousy about the younger sibling.
Oh, does she?
Totally natural, but yes. Okay.
So, like, she doesn't like... So I was like, oh, my God. I'd never met your nephew before. Mm-hmm. Your newborn, basically, nephew. And I was like, oh, my God. And your sister was like, yeah, like... let's let her go outside and then we can kind of, she's like, right, she's like, I just can't really acknowledge him when she's here.
Yeah. Literally. We don't look at him.
Right.
We just don't look at him and until she's like, sleeping.
And I would have been like, yeah, we just can't, like, if that were me, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. We just can't. And I'd be so like, but she was like, it's no problem. We just
That's
can't really
so
look at him.
Nice. When,
yeah.
And they're probably handling it really well. The jealousy stuff.
I think they are. I mean, yeah. I think it's really funny. Like they keep saying, they said this thing, and mm-hmm. this is like funny because I know they listen, so like, hey. Mm-hmm. But they were saying that like they keep trying to game like between the two of them, like the who's gonna be like the easier kid for the day. Mm-hmm. So they'll be like, okay, like why don't you take the baby and like I'll take Shayna out for like a coffee, mm-hmm. and thinking that like that'll be chill with Shayna and the baby's crying, and mm-hmm. then like they game it wrong and it's like the baby sleeps the whole time and Shayna like freaks the fuck out and then they're like switch, like let's do like they keep trying to like
that's
bet
nice.
On like
yeah.
who's like chiller, but then they are
oh,
all
so
being crazy
sweet.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun.
I can't believe it's, I mean, right, it's kind of, I don't want to say best case scenario, I don't know, whatever, I've encountered it, but like only a few times, but like the best way to handle like that kind of challenge is like, okay, what a fun, like, this is going to be hard sometimes, yeah. and sometimes it's going to be easy, and sometimes it's going to be, like, really rewarding, but, like, giving yourself into the whole thing instead of being like, fuck, there's this crazy aberration where my kid is crying.
Right.
And this is
right.
a nightmare.
And we should say they have a really good support network.
Yes, they have a
which
huge, robust support
network. People
who
can't, I'm looking at everyone, like, that's, people who don't have that. How are you going to do that?
Totally.
Obviously.
You
or you
know
have
what?
To, like, work all day.
Period.
So true.
Like, yeah. your parents are so involved.
Yes.
They're
we all
you're
are.
There
they have,
like
they have daycare for right. the kid like right. all yeah. like literally
you know
like 9
period.
To 6
yeah. It's totally. Not just an attitude thing.
No, it's not. Right. And also like parents who like do feel like I think there's times where they do feel really stressed, and when parents do, it's like it's so they don't want to or something. Like it's so stressful.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
whatever. Also it's a second. Things get a little chiller.
Yes.
One last thing about this mm-hmm. again. I was watching a family with, like, the same age difference, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, left for, like, a split second. And I left the infant on the floor on their back. On the carpet. It's okay.
Which is valid.
Valid. And
you know what's great about the floor? You can't fall.
Right.
From the floor.
Well, they can't do anything.
Right.
She can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And
they, like, literally can't roll over.
No, that's where they go.
Right.
The floor.
Yeah.
And I walked. I came back. And the two-year-old was, like, about to stand both feet on her stomach. And I was like, well, oh my gosh. And she was like, no, my dad said I can stand on her stomach. Like lying to me about what her dad said that she can
my
do
dad
to the baby.
Said I can like, stand on her stomach. That's so
she
funny.
Call the dad, you're like, hi, I just wanted to check. Like, she said that she could stand on her stomach. Like, is that true?
That's so funny. Yeah. I did have like a period of time when I was doing that. I was about to say thruple,
mm-hmm.
a pod of mm-hmm. three kids,
mm-hmm.
where there was one just like very responsible seeming kid who was six, and like he would tell me stuff, and I'd be like, okay. He'd be like, I'm not supposed to like it's okay if I like you buy me lunch today, and I was like, all right, I guess she'll pay me back. Like I kind of like
yeah.
It was so like I just yeah. kind of sure. gave over to yeah. the to his leadership.
Right.
Or technologically, like, he was really good at like technology.
Right.
And sometimes like I would give him the remote for him to figure out the TV, and then he would like fuck things up, and I'd be like, duh, right? Wait, sorry,
he's
literally
six.
Six.
Yeah.
Right, I do like I've had that dynamic with kids I tutor where I'm like. Yeah. I guess, like, I'll take your word for it.
Right.
The parent is like, so you got, basically. He did not have that authority.
Right.
He tricked you.
He said you guys were going to pay me out. The session was over.
Yeah.
So.
Why are we listening to kids so much?
Why am I?
Why are we? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they're saying stuff, and
I
you're
know.
Like,
it's
I
easy.
Mean, you're an adult.
It's easy.
Right. That's like the kid, the two-year-old I need to keep saying the ghosts are coming.
That's true, bro.
That's legit. So funny.
When they talk about ghosts, it's true.
It's crazy. Like, he'll look around, he'll peep, perp up. look around, mm-hmm. and he says, ghosts, the ghosts are coming. I'm like, okay, like, buddy. Ha, ha,
ha. It's very scary.
Wait, I want to do something.
Oh.
Before we do our list, which we're going to do in a second,
okay.
I want to promote Fran's show.
Great.
Because it's coming up.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it.
Sure.
So you're going to have to ease into it. Listen to your music, whatever you need to do to get through this.
We can play Netflix.
Yeah. We can give you an iPad. So Fran has is doing her solo show.
You're doing like notes for a rebuttal.
Right.
Fran's taking notes.
You're doing debate, like the con gets to make the argument.
Yeah, exactly. Con.
Okay. Fran's show is February 21st and 22nd. You're doing two shows. Is that right?
20th and 21st, I'm pretty sure. Right, Fran?
That's true. The 20th and the 21st.
Shoot. Okay, I'm blowing it. 20th and 21st at Littlefield.
Great.
This is Fran's show. This is my favorite song. I got that right.
Yes.
It is such a beautiful and funny show. It is a mixture of like stand-up and the songs that I know you guys all love, including her the theme song. It's not including the theme song, but she makes that kind of music. It's full of those things. If you think that's a banger, the show is full of bangers.
Oh,
they're funny. I don't want to tell you what the show is about, but it is so funny and so moving. It's not like anything else you'll see.
No, and like straight up entertaining.
Straight up, just
like when I saw the show, like it was like I was laughing, clapping, happy, crying.
Right.
Literally just like entertained the whole time. And I find it really hard to watch shows.
Right. No, we have bad attention spans. We see so many, so we mean it.
Yeah.
Like we, nice, and by the way, like it's not just because you're my friend.
No.
Straight up. Like it's not.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I do think it's connected, though, because I remember the first time I saw you perform, I was like, I have to be friends
with
her.
It's actually more like, it goes that way. It's like, you're such a good performer that I was like, I got to pursue this. Right.
And then the personalities were a fit.
It happened to work out that way.
Sometimes the personalities are not a fit.
I should say yes. Mm-hmm. And also the 20th, Sabrina Wu was opening with mm-hmm. a pretty long set. Like, mm-hmm. you get to see a lot of them. And then 21st, Edie Modica from Jury Duty.
Oh my god.
I mean, bro, you're in for such a fucking treat.
Oh wait,
nights.
Sabrina Wu from The Tonight Show.
Right. And Joyride.
And Joyride,
the movie.
Yeah. So it's like the credits are popping.
Right. No, it's such a good show. Bring like a
this is an ad. Right?
Yeah, but we do ads literally all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
We always take like a big chunk for our show.
Right.
Right.
We're like, please come.
Seriously, like can't recommend
that said,
it enough.
We have a show on Thursday.
This won't come out in time.
Okay.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Yeah, come have fun.
I'm feeling
know,
like I want to be like, listen up. Like,
yeah. Just like, go like, online I'm like, and get your tickets
like, oh,
right
it's so
now.
Good, whatever. Yeah. Just like, I promise, if you have the night, you won't be disappointed. Bring someone. You'll impress them.
Right. That's the other thing. Is like, if you have someone who you honestly, here's what it would be perfect for. You have someone who you like, but you're not really good enough friends yet mm-hmm. to like have like a one-on-one hang, you know what I mean? But you think they're cool.
Right.
This would be a perfect activity
because
it's like you don't have to talk. You're watching the show, but you're impressing them with your taste.
You get something to talk about.
And it's comedy, so you can kind of be chatting the whole time.
Sure. Yeah. You're open to talk.
Right.
And it's
you're
like
encouraged.
There's drinks and you don't have to drink. But.
Right. You can get all sloshed and shit and then feel someone up. Right.
Yeah. Come backstage. I'll give you some other stuff.
You guys can come backstage and watch Fran dance.
Yeah. So, okay. Right. That's
I
it.
I appreciate that, guys.
I can't
thanks.
Wait to see it.
Yeah,
thanks.
Two words. Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma. And they... How did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works. And that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind
you
of like have you have to.
But then with you it, need it right. to be able to have a conversation.
It actually so is if I was like, ugh, they're making me do this. But
yeah.
And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God.
Right.
Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like on,
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings, mm-hmm. so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like, when I saw this, like, on TV, like, there was this girl, like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like...
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Personally. Hey.
Hey.
We took a really long break.
Right.
I ate 2 baby bells. So that's 3 for today.
I had a bear bell, actually, which is a completely different thing, which is a protein bar.
Oh.
And I had, and I did this in private, but I had a turkey stick.
Oh.
Nobody knew about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they had that here.
Well, it's new and the bear bells are new as well.
Oh.
The bear bells are new and the baby bells are new.
Well, you know what? It's good because it's like I'm so much you're snacking. Hungry.
That's yeah, like you're craving protein there, I feel.
You're hungry.
Yeah,
hungry.
You just need to eat.
I've been making a wonderful one pot, one girl soup.
Yum.
One girl soup.
Yummy.
Soup for
and
a girl.
It's all, you like, there's no leftovers?
No. Girl must
eat it.
You have
to make it every time?
Yes, this is because it's easy. So quick.
Right. What is it?
Well, it's just like garlic, scallion, ginger. Vegetable stock.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
Frozen dumplings.
Frozen dumplings.
Oh, that sounds good.
Cabbage.
Oh, really? Yum. To put frozen dumplings in the soup.
Someone on TikTok told me to do it. I didn't make it up.
But you didn't have to do it.
Period. Mm-hmm. Poo.
I had to pee really bad before the break, and now I have to pee even more.
Get out of here.
No, because I want to just hang out.
Well, I hate
peeing.
Girl, when I was a child.
This is my thing.
I would not pee to Same. Not miss anything, and I gave myself a kidney infection. And then they had to put a tube up my pee-pee hole, fill it with water backwards, and then see how fast I could pee it out or something.
How did I never know that about you?
Wait, let's continue.
I got Emma's
crazy
attention.
Story.
The typing stopped. Like,
holy shit.
You guys never knew that?
I have never heard that.
I had
that.
To do it like 4 years in a row. And my mom would be like, it's time to go do the tube. And I would be like, no. Oh, and she'd be like, you can do
baby.
It. She's so sweet. She's like, I know it's so hard. Aww. I know it's scary. And I would like hype myself up. And then I remember one time I was about to do it. I had to get on like the table and she pulled down my pants. And I was like, no. And she was like, I know. And then the woman one time was like, the good news is every year you get bigger and the tube stays the same size. And I was like,
that's like Matthew McConaughey, bro.
Literally.
It's like she was dazed and
about
confusing
like, yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Like teenage girls or whatever. Yeah. No, I know. And it's also kind of just like, by the way, like I'm like 6. Like I don't know about like next year.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Or like the like
that
last
you
year.
You think that the past is all yesterday.
Right. But can I say that I'll never forget the sensation of your bladder filling up from the bottom? And
Whoa.
It's kind of good.
Wow.
I hope so.
Like Charlie's going to faint.
Yeah. I'm stressed because I want you to go
no,
to the bathroom.
No,
oh,
right. I'm good.
Wait, go pee.
Let's just continue.
No. We always break to pee.
Wait, but we just
no,
had a big
when
break.
When Charlie has to pee, he gets quiet, which is really cute, like as a behavior. Like
I feel like I have to because you aren't going to like.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing a strike.
Just
I
go.
Feel fine.
No, you're All going. Right. Wait, are we recording?
Yes,
we yeah, we're so in like a liminal space of like.
I know
that.
We keep taking breaks and like talking
right.
like regular.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about using a calculator for work, but that wasn't it.
Oh yes, if you can make a calculator sing,
mm-hmm.
like if you know how to play her, mm-hmm. there's nothing you can't do.
Well, this is what because actually what
you can write boobless.
Right. Well, on the SAT and ACT, you can use a graphing calculator, and those are really powerful actually because you can like put in, you can program them.
You can put in equations.
Yeah, exactly. And you right. can do like, you can program like the quadratic formula. So you, all you have to do is say like,
the quadratic formula, AKA A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
No, that's the Pythagorean
theorem. What's your big issue with me?
Do you want to know what the quadratic formula is?
Can I just have one more second?
Yeah.
Is it having to do with A, B, and C?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, Frank?
I don't remember.
Does it have to do with the triangle?
No.
Okay. A plus B in parentheses squared.
Mm-hmm.
Am I out? No.
No.
Okay. Can I just get a little hint?
Remind us?
Yeah.
It's about parabolas.
Yes.
Right.
A plus B plus A plus B in parentheses. Everyone's in parentheses.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's about the situation AX squared plus BX plus C.
I was going to say there's an X.
The situation. By the way, that's the situation.
Right. And by the way, it comes up a lot.
Have you found yourself again in the situation?
If you've
AKA AOX. What did you say?
AX squared plus BX plus C. By the way, if you've ever thrown something up into the air, you are in that situation.
You're in the situation.
You're in a parabolic situation.
It's like Mike the situation.
Right.
Calculus is gone. They start teaching it too late.
What? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think
like
I ever
I
took it.
I learned calculus for 2 years.
Really?
Junior, senior?
Right. Junior and senior year.
And your college and then, didn't make you like...
Well, I almost took it in college, and then I dropped it.
Is there it was, like a math music like thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, like if you were in the engineering program at my school, you had to take calculus.
Like the music engineering?
Classes. Yes. Like recording engineering.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. But what were you in?
I was producing. In, like, a composition program.
Composition.
Yeah.
You, like, actually are, like, what's that movie with the blonde girl?
No. Oh, Hilary Duff?
No. Oh, yeah.
Raise Your Voice?
Like, Maestro.
I'm more on that level. Honestly.
Tar.
Like, Tar.
No, I'm more, like,
the
Raise Your Voice.
The blonde girl.
Raise Your Voice, yes.
And she's like, la, 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 la.
That was Duff about... Hilary Duff as Tar.
I've never seen Tar.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you should see it.
That's
I thought it was
Tilda
good.
Swinton.
No.
No, it's girl.
Kate it's Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett.
It's Miss Kate.
Yeah.
Miss Kate B.
And she's great.
Oh, my God.
It's complicated because she is a lesbian, but she is very not good.
What do you mean?
Right, she's a bad person,
Isn't
but
she,
she's
like,
a lesbian.
Or something?
Yes, yes, yes. She's, it's like, it's actually a cool story of megalomania. Like,
yeah.
Someone becoming so powerful and, like,
it's a cool story of Megalodon.
Wait, Megalodon. Is
so,
that
like,
a
there
shark?
Is a crazy twist at the end where she gets eaten by
a Megalodon.
Basically
it's basically
a huge shark.
Megalomania meets Megalodon.
I do want, like, they'll never make that movie, but I do want a movie that's like a classic, like, artful drama mm-hmm. that, like, three quarters of the way in, like, a character gets, like, eaten by a monster.
Right.
That, like, I want a complete tonal shift.
The monster comes.
And they would never do that because I don't think it would really, like, work besides
they
being
will.
Funny.
They will.
But I have a vision and I want to execute it.
No, I think it's like,
they're going to do it.
Now's the time. Like,
right.
things need to, people need to be having ideas with movies. Like,
I,
it's
I
not
could do
cutting
that as a short.
It.
I could do like a 15 minute short. It's a 10 minute
it.
Drama.
And a 3 minute monster and then the credits.
Basically, it's like 10-minute drama, like kind of a, like mumblecore-y, like couple, maybe the dissolution
right.
of a relationship, and then it ends, like someone gets fully like attacked by like a monster in their closet.
I'm feeling like there is something like
yeah,
that, but
be.
I can't. I can't put my finger on.
Me too. I think I can't remember. But here's what I want. It's like a network sitcom, like
mm-hmm.
Grey's Anatomy or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drama,
mm-hmm.
but it's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have sex, they fully show it to completion every time.
Yes.
Though,
no,
by the way, that
I
was
like
kind of
that.
Like rap shit, basically.
Right.
I have
that.
To watch that show.
It's so good. But it got
for
canceled.
The sex.
Yeah.
I did get
okay. Should we do our list?
Yes.
Okay.
Fran. We're going to hand you our list,
oh,
please.
Awesome.
And do you want to
And by the way, what were you writing before? Was it something you want to share?
I came up with one.
Oh, great.
Charlie said I could, but I don't have to.
Well,
no,
yeah, we'll
we,
get to it.
We
don't
want
worry.
To. Do you want to hand it to me or to Natalie?
Oh.
Well, who are you closest to?
I scrumpled it up.
A lot of it gets crumpled.
This is the one I want.
Okay, you don't want the other one?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Should I read Charlie's or Natalie's first?
Just whatever you see that pops out to you.
Engagement small.
Engagement small.
You spelled it wrong.
No, I didn't. I think that's more interpretive.
Oh.
So basically, this is the thing of like, I've seen engagement rings in real life, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a bunch of times, but like not all the time. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when I see engagement rings, it's on TV, mm-hmm. like yeah. Housewives or in like a magazine or in like Instagram. And it kind of like has skewed this thing where like I think that like a normal engagement ring is basically like something that you would use to pay for a house. Mm-hmm. Like that is what looks normal to me. Mm-hmm. Like Cardi B's like engagement ring. Okay. You know what I mean? Or like Jennifer Lopez. Like it's like actually like $5 million or
right.
something.
Yeah. Right.
And then when I have like a friend who gets engaged and I see the ring, I'm like, something's wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Like it's right. kind of like a joke, you're small like, version.
So does
like,
he not love you?
Yeah,
or
totally. Like, yeah. And it's like that's not anyone's fault, but that's my thing.
I can't believe that they got us to do the whole engagement ring thing.
I
like
know.
That's so clearly. I actually worked one summer. I was an intern at the ad agency that like invented like diamonds, basically. Like they did like the first big De Beers campaign, and they were like.
I don't think we know De Beers.
No, I don't know that.
It was like a big diamond company, and they were the ones who were like, "You should be spending 2 months' salary on the engagement ring." And then that that was an ad, and then they made that like that became
holy
the
shit.
Like rule.
That's like Santa Claus.
Right, exactly.
Like, like Coca-Cola Christmas. Invented him or whatever.
Like, it's literally, like, now part of the culture. Yeah, that's really, like...
what was that?
It was fine. It was on the bone. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Then
we won't.
Thank you. Out of respect. Mm. But isn't that, like... I don't know. Yes. And then it's like, oh, you have to do this. It's like,
right.
Well, obviously, the diamond company wants you to do that.
Excuse me. And my boss was explaining to me that, like, there's, like, lab-grown diamonds mm-hmm. that are... identical and mm-hmm. like diamond experts can't tell the difference between lab grown and like mine diamonds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're like a quarter of the price.
And nobody wants them.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's like
it's always so fun. Like it always gets me when you pass by like a cupcake store and they have a board outside that's like, you should eat cupcakes every day. And it's like, well, of course you would say that. Like you have like a vested interest in me eating. It's like that's you're not being neutral.
Right.
Because by the way, like I shouldn't eat cupcakes every day because then they wouldn't be so special.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. Like, then they wouldn't be so special. That's so cute.
That's why you shouldn't eat them every day.
Because then they lose their special magic.
Right.
But how do you feel then on your special day?
I don't even think once a week. I think every month you should be like, oh my God, a cupcake.
Well, you know what? It's different for everybody.
Right.
Some people, one cupcake a day just sits right. I'm not kidding.
They have their daily cupcake. I know.
Right.
It's just a funny person to imagine. Where they're like,
she's very funny.
Yeah. She's hilarious. We love her.
Very, very, very sweet, funny. What's up?
Sandra.
I think.
Okay. So let's move on. It's kind of a stupid idea.
No,
this is good. And it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, Charlie. Good apartment pleasure.
This is the thing where it's just like, it's nice to be in a good apartment. It's just good. Like, not yours, but like, I've recently noticed a problem. Like, I love to go to an apartment party if I'm like that, and I know that person has a nice apartment. And when I say nice, I don't mean like
fancy.
Like, obviously, there's overlap. A really fancy apartment can be really nice, but you can be in really fancy apartments where you're like, this is poorly done, poorly decorated, and you can be in apartments that aren't that nice and aren't even so like they just have a lot, like that aren't expensive, and not even the stuff is expensive. They're just put together with like taste.
Right.
And I love, like, just it's so recharging to be in, like, a really well-curated space. In the same way that it can kind of feel nice to be in, like, a nice store or a nice museum. Like, I think our environment, or at least for me, like, the environment really, like,
yeah,
helps.
Impact. Yeah.
You know? Have you been to Nick's apartment?
Yes. Yeah. A while ago. But
this year, he moved over the summer.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
It's very nicely.
Right.
He just does it.
Well, you know what? People, there are certain people who just have taste like that. And like, boy, would I love to for me, but it's not
the
cards.
Lighting.
Yeah.
It's the lighting and the like candles.
There are their plants,
like,
too.
And
I feel
plants.
Like people like.
It's like Caroline Doyle.
Oh my God.
She's a great apartment.
I've never
have you
been
ever
to
been
her.
There?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of like we're kids like going to like a play space.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, why do kids like to be in like a ball pit?
Well, it's just environment. Yeah. It's like,
it's kind of like you play. Like you look around and you talk.
Right. And sometimes there is even stuff where it's like, oh my God, you have these great books and look at that lamp that I can kind of engage with or whatever. Who else do you know who has a nice apartment? More.
I know a lot. I mean, I know a lot, but Nick's really stands out to me as like the ambiance that he creates.
Well, he built the desk I use, and so I know that he's like
talented.
He's just like a, and he's a, he designed our poster, actually.
And you know what it is about Nick? He's like meticulous. Like, it doesn't matter how long it takes or how many iterations it takes. Mm. Right, like, it's gonna, like, if it doesn't feel right, it's not gonna stay.
Because he probably enjoys the process.
Right.
Yes.
Like, so then it's kind of like fun to do, maybe, for him.
Right.
That's really sweet.
Nick is my friend from high school.
Right. It's kind of also like, I feel like I have that with like restaurants or something.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Which is why I love a diner so much, because it's like you can count on the energy, the vibe, the volume.
Yeah, you know what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, and like if you're trying to hang and you don't know where to go, or you want to meet someone or whatever, and you pick a diner, it's kind of like, I don't know, you know that it's going to be a place where you can like chat and sit and talk and whatever and not be rushed or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'll say also, like what you said, just about what you said at the beginning, a lot of very wealthy people's like spaces look and seem like they would feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like who's design, who's like,
right. Like,
Kardashian, they have all the money in the world and like, that's what you're going to make your place feel like.
Totally.
Well, money, it doesn't feel cozy at all.
Right.
Because here's the thing. It's like, you can get really expensive interior designers and they sometimes do a bad job.
No, of course they're gonna do a bad job, probably.
They often will, right? Yeah. And it's like, you have to know,
because a home is a heart.
Yes.
The place that I don't want to say which Richard stayed in LA, like this, when we went together, like in May, and he was staying in this apartment that it was like so stunningly beautiful. It was just so well done, and it was like, and this one was like kind of a fancier apartment. It was like, oh, I bet you that rug costs like a bajillion dollars. But I like that it's also something that like you don't need. I mean, I think you need time and like effort for, and you need some resource, right?
Yeah, you do.
It doesn't cost so much money.
Space helps a lot.
Space does help.
Like if you have no space, it's harder.
Right.
It's a lot harder.
Totally. And it's like, you do often have to like just use the furniture you that's around.
If you can't buy,
you know, like some of these big.
Yeah.
But it's, so it's like, then it takes a long time.
But then it's like, if you have some money and that's what you care about, that's where you're going to put your money.
That's where it goes. Right. Totally. Yeah.
And I think when you don't have money, the only way you can really do it is if you happen to be really skilled in that, or and like have training in that specific thing. Like people I know who have nice apartments that are like small and like aren't so expensive, and maybe their stuff isn't so expensive, are also the people who are like by trade artists. Or designers, you know what I mean?
Working in the visual sphere.
Right. I like it as a project for myself that's like ongoing, and to not put pressure on it as like, this needs to be amazing. But I'm like, oh, this is like a hobby and I want to learn it. You know what I mean? Like as a way to
good.
Do it.
I feel like you're really good at it.
Yeah.
Your apartment is nice.
Thank
it's
you,
looking
but
great.
But it's not, you know, thank you.
You know, I have a lot to learn, and it's been
your
a problem in every
rocks.
Relationship I've been in.
But I love your apartment.
Yeah, I feel like I have a really, really positive association with your apartment.
Yeah.
My apartment
and how
is
you guys
cozy. Basically, completely thanks to my GM.
Miss Thing.
Yeah.
And yes.
And you guys are great hosts.
Yeah. Which is another important part of it, right?
I've had many a wonderful night there.
That's nice.
Yeah,
high
I like
off
it as
my
a hobby,
tootie watching
like,
TV.
Yeah.
Right.
Aw.
You shredding that like chocolate edible that you have that needs to be like actually like
microscopic.
It's like it's like 25 milligrams in like a tiny little block.
Oh my god!
And so you have to basically take like a
just eat the
chef's
whole thing.
Razor.
You just eat it and like wait.
Right.
And see
and ride.
Yeah.
Not
and let
to
it rock.
Me. You know, I have 2.5, and I'm like, whoa. If I had 25, I actually would, it would literally be like, I need to call someone who I really trust who can take care of me for the next 12 hours. Because I'm about to be really scared.
No, 25 is too much.
I kind of became a complete weed hound in LA.
Yeah, oh, that's
really?
True.
I was begging Charlie for weed every day.
It was.
Charlie? Did he have it all?
Yeah. He had it all.
Oh.
I just, but
edibles.
Then I got some, but before I got some.
I have some in my bag right now.
What?
I don't know why.
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that.
Oh
my god, I did them last night at a screening that I was like a part of, and I forgot there was a Q&A after.
Wait, what screening?
It was the thing I did with Chester.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I know. But I took it, and then the guy came out, and he was like, and after we're just going to have like a short Q&A. And I was like, how can I reverse time? Please.
How did
there's
it go?
No way.
The Q&A.
It was fine.
period.
Yeah, it was fine.
That's the thing, is sometimes like then you're even better.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, let's do Fran's. Let me do yours.
I'll do it quick. Yeah.
This is Fran's idea, self-deprecation in a group.
Yes. This is actually related to last night somewhat. Oh my God. It's this thing where I'm a very kind of like self-deprecating person. You bring it up a lot, how like it's annoying to other people when you do that, maybe.
Right.
Or you did the last time you I was
well,
here.
Well, just that it's like, yeah. That can be a way to get out of it. Yes. If you're like, right, whatever.
People don't like it. Right.
But something that I do, and it's like I have to stop, is like I'll collaborate with someone, or like I'll be a part of a group, and then I'll want to be self-deprecating, but by being self-deprecating, I'm
insulting
like,
them.
I'm right. Like literally shitting on like my friends and collaborators.
Right. Right. You're like, this movie like sucks.
Yeah.
But you mean like you're.
I just don't. Yeah. It's like totally. And it's so you can't do that.
Right. That's interesting. It's like maybe that's a good way to trick yourself into not being self-deprecating. Is like
only work with people.
It's impolite.
Right.
Like,
well, also something. Like even just anything that's a solo thing, it's like it's never just a solo thing, right? Like there's been tons of people who believe in you, who have invested in you. It's like being like, I suck, I'm stupid. It's like, what about all your teachers?
That's what I think that that's interesting. That's
so right. It's nice. Like all these people put in all this.
What about my amalgamation of the people who cared about you most?
Right, exactly. It's like, what about your parents? What about all the people who love you? Like, why would you talk about them like that? Right. It's like very rude.
What about the people who poured into you?
Right. And there always is. To actually make you grow. That's so like true.
You know what else? I feel like the way actors get around this, like famous actors, instead of when they want to be self-deprecating about like a movie they hated, they'll be like, I just like, it's hard for me to watch myself. You know what I mean? Like they're like,
right.
I can't see myself on screen. And kind of what they're saying is like, I hate this movie.
But yeah, but sometimes that's not what I mean. Like I don't hate the whole thing. It's like, I just want to like kind of still want to say that my part was like shitty.
Right. Participate in
but
the self
But you can't separate yourself from the whole thing.
Yeah. You know? You can't.
Well, what you can do too is like maybe there's a shift in language you can make between like objectively being like, I'm bad, and shifting it to being like, I don't love what I did. You know what I mean? Like, and that's like, that's true, but I'm bad is like, that's not true. That's like a value judgment, and like other people disagree with you. And you can be like, you know, I don't know, maybe that leaves a little more room.
I don't feel proud.
Yeah, like I don't feel so proud
feel
of what
like
I did.
That is how you say it when you're feeling that.
Sometimes, yeah.
But and also, it can still be like,
right, it's like, what? Like, you should feel proud. Well,
anyway.
I don't know. I do think that there's something nice about being, about the thing where it's like, right, other people are invested in your work and you're like, you know.
Right.
Well, it's if I'm like, oh my God, that was so amazing. And someone's like, no, it was stupid. It's like, so you're calling me dumb? Like,
right. I liked it.
Well, it's kind of like what I did on the show a second ago where it was like, I'm sorry, I think talking about music like made it boring. And then I'm saying like what you're saying now is like
is boring.
Right. But that's exactly. Not. I was like,
right.
I'm
you're like, I really brought like, the vibe down. And we're like, the vibe is down?
Right, exactly.
We're in charge of the vibe. Like,
it literally couldn't be ruder.
Wait, that's like, actually such a funny thing to do. It's like, you're like, sorry, everyone. I made this dinner party a total fucking disaster. It's been so miserable. And everybody's like, what? Like, we've been having a good time.
It's so much fun. Right. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome. Like, I did a thing when I was in LA where I like told a group of people like to meet up at this bar. Cause I was like, I'm in town. Like, like a bunch of college people who I hadn't seen in a while. And then got there, realized I lost my license and had to like leave for like an hour to go try and find it. And then they were all there without me. And I was like, I know what kind of vibe that makes. Like, that's kind of lethal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people being stressed and not really having a reason to be there. And just like, sometimes, you know, I was just like, I know the vibe I'm leaving. And when I come back, like, I'm going to do everything in my power to try and pick up the vibe. But like, I was like genuinely stressed when I left about the license, and like people can smell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll try to project sturdiness upon my return, but like I don't know what I can do.
Right. Right.
And I actually think it kind of worked.
Oh, great.
Good.
You want to do another one?
Right. Naturally. Tea no boil.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I just realized because I'm in my tea zone where I make tea.
Right.
Right.
So here's the thing I just realized. you're not supposed to boil water for tea.
I know.
To drink boiling water.
Yeah.
It boils so that it makes a sound so that you know it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, if it could make a sound at the right temperature,
right, at like,
you would never let it get to boiling temperature.
Yeah.
It's just when it starts boiling, then I think air bubbles come up and then they can make a whistle or something. So then you know to go get the tea. But I wish that at whatever degrees is the right temperature for tea, we could figure out how to make it go like ding dong, because the tea is burning my mouth.
Right. Well, and it's burn, the water is burning the tea.
The water is burning. A lot of the time,
You're not supposed to have boiling water.
I know.
Water
you
tea.
See, like, at dishes should be at like 300 degrees.
300?
That's not true.
No, lower.
What happens with water at 300 degrees?
Well, water boils at like 200 something.
That's very high. I thought it was 100 flat.
No, it's not 100.
That's to 100, me, it's 100 Celsius.
Oh, right, but. So, like, it would be, like, 190?
It's... Wait. I can do it. It's 216.
To boil.
But I'm saying, like, what the number you see on, like, a tea
like, an electric kettle will have, like, a button that's, like...
Oh, yes.
170 for chamomile or whatever. 212,
yeah.
212?
Yeah, and my solution is electric kettle.
Right.
Because, actually, I do have one where it says, like, I can select, like, do I want 185, 175... And it actually is great.
When you put it to 175 and you pour it into your tea, can you then just take a sip?
No.
You still have to blow.
It's still too hot.
So when can you have a sip?
Well, it's supposed to steep a little bit anyway. So it's all like, you know, those two things are happening at once. It's steeping and it's cooling down.
I find the timing to be like...
Immediately.
What'd you say? I want to drink it.
Immediately. You don't want to wait. Right.
Well, no. You know what? I've had this idea in my like exploration live ideas thing. It's like the first idea in there and I've never used it because I'm like, it's not good enough, but I'm gonna bring it in now.
Okay.
It's so easy to forget the tea you made, like, because there's this waiting period.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Thank
it's
you.
Like, you to me, it's like, you know, one of those video games where like you are somewhere and you have to get across the river,
mm-hmm.
and there's various logs floating by and you have to hop on each log at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the water has to boil. Then you have to pour it in.
It's a lot of waiting.
Steep it. And then wait. It's not like the logs, really. Right. It's just one wait.
Right.
But the fact that you have to forget about it to then have it or something,
right.
you'll never eat it. You're going to burn your mouth.
I'm way better at drinking tea than a lot of people.
Really?
I never forget my tea.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What's your process?
I have a big cup of tea when I have it. And I get it immediately. I bring it to where I am and I hold it till it's ready.
You hold it?
I hold it or I have it in front of me. Like,
and you don't
I...
burn your mouth?
No. I just want it.
Whoa.
You gotta want it.
What kind of tea do you have?
I want it. All kinds, but sometimes I just have it with like turmeric and lemon in it or something.
Lord.
Like hot water. But I think it's like in my head, I'm hydrating from the tea also.
Right.
Well, you
it's
are.
Not
You're
like
right
a treat.
About that.
So it's like, I'm going to have
it's
that.
Like a job kind of.
It's
kind of
like I have the opposite problem. Like, I have a hyperfixation on like my treats or something. I'm not going to
I have
like
a tea hyperfixation where like I don't forget about my tea.
I mean, the amount of
you
like.
You can medicate for that.
Right.
The amount that I believe that a tea can fix me. Is unbelievable.
Right.
Mm.
What I believe that a tea can do for me is like truly delusional.
The sky's the limit.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, fuck, I'm feeling like anxious and I'm actually really sick. It's like, no
and
problem.
It can.
Right.
It
yeah,
can.
It can. It can.
So,
you know, I was thinking the other day about like when someone's sad and you like get them water.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like.
Right.
Yeah, they probably do need water,
right.
but they're not to fix the sadness,
right.
but like...
It's just a separate insular
right.
problem.
Like if someone's crying, like you bring them water because it's like water out, water in or something.
Right. You're like, but oh my God, you're losing so much
it's
water.
It's like the like, lowest symbol of something you
they're
can do is kind of like... They're peeing.
Well, also the whole thing with...
They're peeing and squirting and
like
crying.
The tea, the appeal of it is like that it slows you down.
Like I think it's comforting also. It's like...
Yes, it's warm. It's like...
It's like it's like when you have tea, it's like, yeah.
Like, yeah. I think it is. You're supposed... It's like...
It's like being outside on a beautiful day. Like, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the things that humans need.
Aww.
Is like hot water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Wait, we have to go to the Russian baths together.
Mm.
You
yes.
can get a big-ass pot of tea.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
That they give you in a huge thermos. the smallest amount you can get is 10 cups.
I really want to go there.
We're going.
I'm kind of scared of spas ever since.
What happened?
I almost got in the fight at the spa.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what happened? I forgot about that.
There was a guy at the spa.
Where was it?
In Fidei. It was. Oh. It's like spa 195 or something.
Okay.
There was just a man there who was not being appropriate with my group. And I don't know. I was a different person. I like said something and then he got up in my face. And then.
So crazy.
But it was like.
That's so sick.
We were going to like fight.
Right. Like what the fuck?
But that's not supposed to be a spa time.
No.
I would never do that now. Like say something to a guy.
Interesting.
But it's more vulnerable.
I can't connect to myself at that doing that.
Do you think it was like just a different time or like the zone you were in and that moment?
The zone I was in. Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I'm scared of spas now. It's like,
Oh, I get that.
I feel
you
like,
need to reclaim it.
Like hyper-vigilant or something.
I get
and
that.
And go with Nat and Molly and I think you'll feel right at home.
Because that's okay. What you did.
You went with them?
Did I go with
them? Last year.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. It was nice.
Did you guys have sex? All three?
All three of us didn't.
No. But I think within that group, people did.
I feel like people paired off and had sex.
Paired
but
off
I'm
within
not
the group
sure
of three.
The
I can't remember
down,
exactly.
Like you and Molly, Charlie, Molly.
Yeah, I don't remember who actually.
Me and Molly seriously get along. We were watching the Grammys and
that was
like,
so crazy. You guys were like.
I would say something and Molly would be like, exactly. And then Molly would say something and I'd be like, no, spot on.
And the stuff you guys were saying was so random to me.
Right.
Like, I was like, I don't know if there's one other person who believes this. And then the other one would be like, literally.
Yeah, everybody was like, that's not true. And we were really, love Molly.
What was it? What were you saying?
Stuff about, like songs and, like, people who make them.
Right.
Songwriters.
Right.
We were generalizing about songwriters negatively. No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Sure. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, that brings us back to our guests and our end of our episode.
No, we have to do one more.
Right? Okay.
The pen notebook matrix.
And I want to talk about this.
Okay.
Okay. This is the thing of how I'm like, people are always like, what's your favorite kind of pen?
Do they?
I knew you would be like, do they?
Le Pen.
I knew you'd be like, do they? And I literally was like, let's leave time for Natalie to say, do they? Well, because they do.
I only said that because you left time.
Right, exactly.
Le Pen.
I'm like, take it away, Nat.
Do you feel like they ask you that in particular?
No,
because
they just like,
of your
are
bookish.
Asking that online.
I connect to that.
Thank you.
There's a conversation
around it. And I'm like, listen, like different pens for different things. But also like, to me, it's like it's about like the combination of pen and paper, and paper textures are really different. And I'm always like, I'm always thinking about like how different papers and pens and things you write on, like change the way my handwriting looks by a lot, and changes the speed with which I write, and also that really affects like the kinds of stuff I want to write and the ways my ideas feel. And this is kind of why I can't really do handwritten journaling, because I write about this idea for the first 20 minutes every time.
Like you're like, OMG, this pen is so crazy, the paper's so crazy.
I'm like, I don't really like this. And also like the journal I have, I don't like. So I'm like, I don't really like this pen and journal. Like, and then you can see me like in all my journals, I'm like switching between pens, trying to find one that I like. And it's like, you're like, stuff is happening in your life.
That's so funny. Like
you're very sensitive.
You are.
I'm like, no, not this
like,
one.
Sensitive, like writer soul.
Right.
Like you remind me of Yaakov from the Bible, who like stayed in the tent with his mom all day and like tended to his writing.
I love it. And when it works, like when the right you've reached the right point in the pen notebook matrix where it just is like. I'm like, this makes me feel like I'm thinking so clearly. I'm writing so clearly. I love the kind of writing I'm doing. I love the way my handwriting looks. There's pleasure in it.
Do you remember?
No, that's the thing. And it can be so random. It's like,
you gotta try and remember.
I'm like, me writing with this pen at the doctor's office on this clipboard is like, like literally best
case
scenario.
It might be more paper than we even could realize.
That's what I'm kind of feeling. I think it's actually about paper quality than it is about.
I'm having the thought, like, imagine trying to write with a quill and ink on like loose leaf paper.
Right.
It's going through the paper.
It's going through.
Right.
Like it's not built for
us.
Have
you guys ever wrote with a quill and ink?
No.
I think I have because I can like feel it.
I feel like that was like a field trip that you would do in the tri-state area to like an old like house.
Yeah, they were doing, they were taking you to field trips to old houses. There's one in Prospect Park that we did a field trip to. No, it's like off of Flatbush. Like if you're driving on Flatbush, like through the park and you turn right, there's like a little house and we were there. And they were like, we're going to churn butter here.
And I was like, okay. Right. The churn butter field trip is so crazy.
I missed the day we went to churn butter because I was sick.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I have this memory, guys, of faking sick one day with an ear infection. I just wanted to get out of class, so I was just like, my ear hurts. And she was like, she called my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, and I just remember the nurse being like, do you want to go home? And I couldn't believe that she posed the question to me because it was all so fake to begin with that I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe that's an option. I went home. And then the next day, I swear to God, they told me that the cast of Even Stevens was there. That can't be true, right?
It like, might have.
Or like the creator of Even Stevens. Yeah, it might. Or like that there was like some type of performance show. But like, did the cast of Even Stevens go to my like Jewish elementary school?
No, probably.
In Westchester, maybe. Right.
I'm thinking it's yes. But you'll have another chance.
That would be a good like thing for like a mystery podcast to answer.
Right, right, right.
When yes, I was like, did, they did.
I have this memory, but there's no record of it.
Right, 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 right.
A research. That's
like, Molly is positive that in this like little like graveyard garden, like somewhere in Soho, like it's like fenced off. There's like a little thing you can open it, and she swears to God that the first time she looked in it, she saw a cow. And I'm like, we have to like get a detective on it.
I know. I've seen it.
A cow?
No, but it's sheep. She's confused. It's sheep. It's not a cow. There's sheep in Soho. I can show her where they are.
Okay, you guys need to talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's right. What if it's like another like a shared delusion? Like only us.
I know. It's like,
No, but I know what based on what I said, but I actually have seen it.
Okay.
How interesting.
But like, why would she confuse a sheep and a cow? Like,
because that's the kind of part of your memory where it's like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or maybe there was a cow there that day, but you know, if there's...
Why is there a sheep?
I don't know. And I actually remember walking by it and was like with someone and we were like, I wonder if it's like, it's zoned for that. Like I have such a hard time. I'm like, we talked about how it was
It's the graveyard?
It's by like a church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The cast of Even Stevens was there. I'm laughing at the idea of us having that kind of podcast and like really giving up quickly.
Totally.
Us being like, we Googled it and nothing came up. And then I saw this funny thing actually somewhere else.
You know when like you walk in somewhere and you're like annoyed?
We're doing a misery podcast. It's like off the rails immediately.
That's a good idea for you guys.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's funny. Can I say something about the pens?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we kind of moved on.
It's all right.
Yeah, but I wanted to get back there.
Yeah.
The people who like pens are always, they always want like a really fine inky pen. And I want to say I like a ballpoint pen. So I just want to, and I don't want it to be so fine.
Wait, what's the non-ballpoint pen?
That might be a paper thing.
You need thicker paper to absorb the inkiness.
Yeah, like.
But I actually think with the way I write, like I think I press really hard, and so it's like I just don't feel satisfied, and it like blots everywhere. I don't write nicely with it.
Okay, that's your preference.
So that's just my preference.
I mean, we can't help you.
Right. So, does anybody have an issue with that?
No, I think it's very nice and sweet that it's so that it affects you so gravely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go back to the other stuff.
Can I say something about missing a day of school?
Yes.
I missed the day that you learned about like the like boys and girls anatomy. Like I was out that day.
Oh my
god. About your period and stuff. I was not. Yeah, kind of, but I will say I didn't know what a vagina was until I was 22.
Right.
And I put that on missing that day of school.
Right.
I didn't know I had one.
It shouldn't be one day.
Right.
Like, that's a they gotta have like a
fallback day where it's like, so just let's go over this one more time because I think.
Or you should have to like sign in to make sure you're there that day. And if they miss it, they're like, hey, you weren't here. We just need to tell you really quick what a vagina is.
Right.
And what
happened? This is where you put the tampon.
Right. Totally. Isn't there a funny story with that? Or is it too private?
Well, my mom always said that we had like tipped uteruses or something.
Okay.
And like women in our family can't use tampons because of this.
Oh.
I don't think that's true. Like maybe she does.
Right.
But I can use tampons, but I just never knew where they went.
It's just like it's an old narrative.
I didn't know it went. Yeah. That's why I didn't know.
Right.
Oh, man. I'm so grateful for my like good. I like had really good sex education in my, and like all my stuff.
That's cool.
It was pretty like robust and like.
Really?
Yeah, mine is like they didn't talk about gay sex at all, which actually was
right.
But by the way, it's like,
I mean, okay, like, what do you want? The moon?
Right, but by the way, it's like yes, I do.
No, for sure. Course. But it's just like that's like beyond. They weren't even talking about like regular sex stuff.
Right.
I know, no, they were talking about like
you
diseases.
You should have gotten gay sex.
Right. Yeah.
Education. If you're talking about sex, like go ahead and be
you?
Like what?
At Hunter?
Yeah.
Is that elementary school?
No, I went to a Quaker elementary school.
Okay.
Through sixth grade, and then I went to Hunter, which was like a public.
And the Quaker one, they were breaking it down.
Yeah, they were. I loved it. I thought they had great values. Like, they were really like, you know, anti-war. Like, it was a huge part of our curriculum. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Like, that every cool, year they were like, and now here's our like Martin Luther King like, unit. Here's our like, and here's our like anti-war unit.
That's cool, because that was like, elementary school was like the beginning of the like post 9/11 wars,
right? I mean, I was like a huge anti-Iraq war activist.
Wow.
Right.
In my way, as an right. 8 to 9 year old, right. Basically was drawing pictures of George Bush being like, and he has poop on his head, and he like and look, he has boogers in his nose, right. Like we were doing that at the lunch table, and we were like, we've done our part.
He has effing poop on his
and
head.
Like, everyone has a role
right.
in the movement.
Right, right. I remember saying as a kid, like, if I met George Bush, mm-hmm. I wouldn't shake his hand.
Yeah, right.
Like, being like, I wouldn't talk to him. I wouldn't say hi.
That's powerful as well.
Because that was the thing with those mm-hmm. girls, like, wore flip-flops to meet him. Remember that whole story?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
It was like a thing. All right, whatever.
I so, like, did was it a mistake or was it, like, an active...
No, they were, like... I honestly don't remember. Do you remember this at all? It was kind of like they were like, I think like being honored somehow. Like they were like athletes or something who just got like a trip to the White House, and they were wearing flip-flops just like for fun. And everyone was like, this country's going to like effing shit, like down the canner. Cause right. like girls are letting their like toes show to the president.
Whatever. That actually is like, so like if there's one place where it's appropriate to wear flip-flops, it's the White House. Like, I wouldn't be brave enough to do that, but, like, that is right to me.
You mean, like, to show them disrespect?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
As activism?
Right, right,
right. I don't think you should right. be wearing flip-flops anyway.
Right.
They're not
Well, I'm saying if there's one spot, it's the right. White House.
Well, I can't because of my toes, so.
I think you especially
I don't even know
should.
Why we're you talking
should.
About this.
You should.
You should.
That you,
They're like,
you
she
need
brought
to.
Her fucked up toes to.
She has.
I just forgot who the president
she
was
She had
for a
closed-toed
second.
Shoes, and outside, she changed.
You like take off your like your dress shoes like right outside the gates, and you like slip right. into your like
it's
your
like
Old Navy flip flops.
Her shoes have $6. A removable toe cover.
Right, you're like
they became open toe when she walked in to show disrespect and disapproval of the Biden
what
administration.
Do you have athlete foot?
Athlete's foot, corroded toenails.
The foot of an athlete. Oh,
yeah, but God. Someone was like, "You can fix it."
Yes,
but that's what they all say.
You're like, you have a Medi case like mine.
Like literally.
Right. You look so cute with your little bandana.
Thank you. It's very sweet.
And we're all matching, kind of.
Yes. Kind of. We were when you came
Not
in.
Not at all, actually.
Yeah. You're truth. Kind of propositioning me sexually. But the two of you.
Yes, we're all going to. And who do you want?
I could never pick.
Right. And that's why you never will get it between either of us.
That's why you're not going to get what
you
want.
You don't know what you want.
You don't know what you want. You can't choose between me and Fran.
Right.
All right. Should we close it out?
Yes.
Have we done enough, do we think?
A little coffee on your nose.
Have we given the listeners what they deserve?
How long has it been, Emma?
Like almost an hour and a half.
Should we sing the theme song all together?
Yes. Well, why don't you just sing it?
No.
No, can we do it all together? No, that's a lot of pressure. Sing.
Yeah.
Life is pretty boring when
I feel like it's different notes.
I kind of like it. Every day okay. is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over, maybe.
It's exploration live.
How did you even do that?
Were we in harmony or
we
no?
We committed.
I think it was like dissonant. Like it
yes,
was like
it was,
it was like that's what happened.
That was like Tim Burton.
No, I feel like you're sophisticated musically, so like that kind of stuff interests you.
Yeah, it was like Tim Burton. Like oh. no,
Tim Burton.
It's kind of like I keep saying up, Tim like, Burton, but
big skeleton.
You know that's yeah. you know. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's
how he kind of, how Danny Elfman was kind of like doing like dissonance.
Who's Danny Elfman? Is that a character or the music director?
He writes the music.
Oh.
Anyway.
I don't know about that, but I think it's very cool. I didn't like that stuff as a kid because I thought it was scary. I liked like happy stuff.
Like good.
I saw the Muppets movie in theaters and I had to leave because I was too scared.
Oh, how old?
Maybe six.
Cute.
All right.
All right.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Buy tickets to Fran's show.
Yes.
Bye, guys. That was a HeadGum Podcast.